There you go. It's a download here on WGN Radio. In studio with us for our weekly check-in is Mike Fouché from AlderTrax, subscription news site covering all things Chicago politics. Mike, good to see you.
Great to be here.
Today, it's all about the police. We've seen so many different stories, but the big one that you have...
So I actually spoke to Police Board President Lori Lightfoot a couple hours ago. And earlier this day, she and a group of other people presented a letter to the mayor and some leading aldermen calling for higher transparency and for a faster moving stuff going on with
essentially
police reform.
To get the reform that was pushed for, right. That was announced in the study and actually be enacted upon. We've talked about
that. That's exactly
this,
right. And I interviewed her later in the afternoon, and she said a couple of things that are really important. The first is she's calling upon the mayor to open up the process to involve people from Chicago in the reform process in order to figure some things out. And one of the things she said is you can't do this with just a couple people in the mayor's office behind closed doors, which is really an important statement. You know, she's the chair of the police, as the president of the police board, she has, she's been appointed by the mayor, and she can only be removed if for some kind of negligence. So the mayor can't just kick her off if he doesn't like what she's doing.
Right.
And she's on there for 4.5 more years. So he's kind of got to deal with her for a while.
Yeah. Right.
And so the other thing that's interesting is that there's a little noticed ordinance about the creation of the police board, which says the police board has the ability to create policies relating to the police department and relating to policing policy in the city.
So there's enough loophole slash, you know, fine print that Lightfoot might actually have some legs.
I asked her
to
about
get that.
Done? And it's never really been done before. And she actually said it's kind of a Frankenstein ordinance. There's not a lot of stuff there. And she and other members of the police board are interested in doing something, and they're looking at it and could possibly be introducing some changes of their own.
Now, obviously, the mayor of Chicago, who has dragged feet on this concept, I can't see him sitting idly by and letting fine print have someone from the police board run around him.
Who knows?
What do you think the response would be from a mayor? I think he wouldn't go for that.
I think he would be ticked. I also think, though, that after watching Lori Lightfoot in the press conference that she had when she announced the Police Accountability Task Force report, and since then, and talking to her today, she feels very strongly about police reform and really is not satisfied with the speed and the transparency that the mayor is providing. I think to a certain extent, maybe she doesn't care.
Well, it seems, it almost is becoming this sort of one foot the other with police reform in the town, because you'll get what we had last week, which was kind of like a dump of the videos, the police videos. And that was something that was said, okay, here comes transparency.
Right.
And then we see today the Chicago Tribune had to sue to be able to get the emails from Gary McCarthy. And they won, and that's good. And we're going to see what they were talking about. But they weren't giving that up.
They're certainly not consistent.
There's no consistency.
No, there's no consistency. And one of the things that's really interesting about policy with the city is that usually things don't move until they get egged on from the outside. You know, so this afternoon, Lightfoot had her press conference calling for more transparency and movement on some of these things. And within a few minutes, within a couple hours, there was a press release from the police safety, the public safety committee and city council saying, oh, we're going to hold hearings on
things. We're doing work too.
Right. We're doing work too. And we're going to have it over the next couple of months. And that actually said in the press conference, we're going to have it over the next couple of months. So August,
what's
not
a couple
quite
of
clear.
Months? Well, the other story that I saw yesterday that was a little bit of a head scratcher was the Alderman Ed Burke ordinance or proposed ordinance about making it a hate crime if you assault a police officer or conspire to riot.
Right.
Which is perplexing, because that essentially is really sort of pointed right at protesters and the Black Lives Matter movement.
And these sort of things where you're creating hate crimes or giving hate crime status to somebody who attacks a public safety officer, so police or fire, and Burke's ordinance actually says retired on or off duty, so very broadly defining here, is they're called Blue Lives Matter. And right. the idea
it's like a movement. It's an anti-Black Lives Matter movement.
Right. I don't know if you're going to call it anti. I don't think they would, but certainly some people certainly would.
They're just I've talked to police officers about. I mean, the police officers. A lot of people involved with police officer families. People are just saying, you know, enough's enough of demonizing police officers. You Black Lives right. Matter. We're going to Blue Lives Matter. They do the ribbons around the trees, right. things like that. Yeah.
So there actually is one other major jurisdiction which has passed a law similar to this, which is Louisiana. They did something a couple of years or. Earlier this last year. But, you know, the argument that comes from people like ACLU and other folks that we spoke to is police officers already have a lot of protection.
That's the question, you know, I was going to ask,
so,
Mike.
So, you know, if you throw a punch at a police officer, you're going to jail.
There's a lot of protections for police officers. And, if a punch is thrown or...
And typically police officers tend to get the benefit of the doubt when they go before a court, whether they're on or off duty or retired. If somebody attacks a police officer under any state, the court typically will look at a police officer's word as probably true, as opposed to the person who supposedly attacked a police officer.
Exactly. I mean, there are protections involved with assault or any sort of intent to harm a police officer.
Right.
There are already protections involved, including massive jail time, especially for anyone who does police shootings.
Right.
You know, this really comes into play when there is a police shooting and the citizens are outraged. And we've seen this with protests. We saw it with Laquan McDonald. We see it a lot.
Yep.
And that's where people, the ACLU, and there's some head scratching about, is this designed to stop that, to stop protests over police shootings?
You know, it's hard to say. I'm not sure that that would necessarily stop people from being angry and acting out. I mean, typically in those situations, passions are pretty raw, and it's not like somebody's going to say, oh, you know, have you looked at Municipal Code 102347?
Right.
You know, you shouldn't
can't
be throwing any punches at police officers.
You can't be yelling in the megaphone.
Right. None of that, please. You might go to jail for an extra period of time. But, you know, anyway, in those circumstances, cops usually have a lot of room in order to round people up and throw them in jail for disturbing the peace or all different other kinds of things. You know,
is this just a show? Is this politics, or does this have legs to actually get through council?
I don't know. You know, it'll be really interesting. It's not just Burke that's sponsoring this.
No, it's pretty much
everybody who's ever been any kind of firefighter or police officer. And there's a couple of African American, three African American,
right?
Willie Cochran, Talia Farrow, and actually Derek Curtis was a police officer in Maywood. So, you know, there's a fairly large group of people from a wide range of backgrounds that are supporting this.
Well,
at least police officer backgrounds.
I have to say, it's something to watch, and we definitely should talk about it again. We got a lot to talk about. We're shortened today because of Wyclef.
He's better than me.
Clef is political.
He wins, man. He's awesome.
Do you want to pitch Toast Vodka? You can do that too if you'd like.
No, thanks. I'll let you do that.
Mike Boucher is our weekly guest here. He's from AlderTrack, a subscription site that covers all things Chicago politics, which will have the Lori Lightfoot
story tomorrow morning.
Mike, thanks for being here, buddy.
Thank you.